Unit 8, Space and Exploration. Reading 1. The Origin of the Universe. In particular, debate has centered around how, or if, the universe began. In particular, debate has centered around how, or if, the universe began. Thus, there was a time when there was no universe, and equally, there will be a time when there will be an end to the universe. Thus, there was a time when there was no universe, and equally, there will be a time when there will be an end to the universe. He preferred to believe that the universe had existed and would exist forever, and that it was eternal and perfect. He preferred to believe that the universe had existed and would exist forever, and that it was eternal and perfect. One thing that these two schools of thought originally had in common was that no matter what the origin or the ending of the universe itself was static and unchanging. One thing that these two schools of thought originally had in common was that no matter what the origin or the ending of the universe itself was static and unchanging. This states that the total amount of entropy or disorder of the universe always increases with time. This states that the total amount of entropy or disorder of the universe always increases with time. Also, according to Newton's law of gravity, each star in the universe ought to be attracted to each other and thus start falling together and collapsing at a central point. Also, according to Newton's law of gravity, each star in the universe ought to be attracted to each other and thus start falling together and collapsing at a central point. Furthermore, the more distant the galaxy, the faster it was moving away. Furthermore, the more distant the galaxy, the faster it was moving away. Thus, the age of the universe can be calculated from the distance and the velocities of the stars traveling away from us. Thus, the age of the universe can be calculated from the distance and the velocities of the stars traveling away from us. As the universe expanded, it would cool down, and the initial hot radiation should eventually be observable as uniform radio waves throughout space. As the universe expanded, it would cool down, and the initial hot radiation should eventually be observable as uniform radio waves throughout space. Instead, it is the space between the galaxies that is expanding, while the galaxies themselves remain still. Instead, it is the space between the galaxies that is expanding, while the galaxies themselves remain still.